G'day, Lee. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, mate. Now, a recent study has shown that a ton of people around the country have decided to refinance their mortgages.
Yeah, we've had a 2021 report from PEXA. Now, but people wouldn't know who PEXA are, but they're the nation's only digital property settlement platform. So a lot of banks around the country use them. Shows that almost 364,000 property refinance transactions were recorded nationwide during 2021. That's a 28% increase from 2020. You know, more than a 20% growth over the previous year.
What was that number again?
364,000.
So this is nearly 1,000. This is 1,000 a day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, quite across the country. But yeah. Look, I suppose, you know, in March 2020, we had a very rare double interest rate cut. And you had a sort of spike in refinance and happened shortly after that. And probably that increase was driven by a number of things. Speculation of interest rates increasing during the second half of 2021, which didn't occur. And the refinancing trends, it's happening across, you know, it's not just in metropolitan areas, it's happening across cities, regional areas, all states and territories, really benefiting from healthy competition amongst banks and lenders. And we've seen interest rates, you know, offered at an all-time low. PEXA have indicated there's no signs of refinancing slowing down, with those rates of refinancing continuing to rise from January, February 21 to January, February 22. So we've also had the Reserve Bank has kept their interest rates on hold last week. So looking at that, Aussies obviously think now it's a great time to refinance. And, you know, we've seen, I think Western Australia had the most growth, a 59% increase. New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, around 30%, and Tassie around 25%. So a lot of people refinancing.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It might save you a few bucks down the track.
That's it. That's the only reason you do it. And with the deals that are out there amongst all the banks, particularly if you've, you know, been at your own bank for a long period of time, it's well worth having a look.
Okay, still on the same kind of subject matter, what about the mortgages that they're signing up to? Is there a shift towards fixed or variable?
Well, there was a major shift to fixed rate mortgages during the pandemic. At that particular point in time, there was a term funding facility launched by the Reserve Bank in 2020 to provide low-cost three-year funding to banks. So we saw at that stage 2- and 3-year fixed rates at all-time lows. And Citibank have warned that major shift to fixed rate mortgages after the pandemic may create a bit of an Achilles heel for the Reserve Bank, with average mortgage repayments predicted to lift by 25 to 35% as those special home loan deals reset, so yeah, when those 2- and 3-year deals come out. And, you know, bank analysts have suggested that the Reserve Bank will only increase rates modestly in response to high household debt. You know, we've got more debt than we ever have before, and they want to ensure that people don't get mortgage shock. So when fixed-rate mortgage deals offered to assist with that COVID-19 recovery roll-off next year, you know, if you had a loan at a 2% rate and then all of a sudden you're at a variable rate of 3.75%, on the average $620,000 mortgage across Australia, it's not that here in Tassie, yeah, but, you know, that's an additional $34,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
Jeez. When you put it like that.
Yeah. You know, prior to the pandemic, you know, 60% of mortgages or new ones were on variable rates and 40% were fixed. That flipped last year with 80% of new loans being on fixed rates.
Yeah, right.
And working in the industry, I don't blame them. There were really, really low rates in that fixed rate up to 3 years. And it's turned the opposite now. We're seeing, obviously, with speculation that interest rates are increasing over the next 12 to 18 months, variable rates are a much cheaper option for the consumer.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk Aussie dollar now. Much shift there, and is it affecting the price of our consumables?
Look, it's bounced a little bit. You know, it's interesting, isn't it, when we have the global issues that are going on at the moment. We're coming out of a pandemic, and it's shown itself to be a little bit overextended. We've reached above 74 US cents, and we haven't been there for a while. It looks as though we're trying to form some type of pattern. commodities have a major influence on what happens next with the Aussie, and it appears as though commodity prices are increasing globally, and that's a fair bit to do with what's happening over there with Russia. And there's a lot of fear out there. And with the fear, it's likely that you'll continue to see the US dollar to be that little bit of a safe haven. Mm. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks as we've got so many different moving pieces with what's happening with Russia, as we said, and Ukraine. Lots of other reporting to come out globally in terms of OPEC and a few other things. And, you know, I saw today, I think our petrol prices are around about $2 a litre, so it doesn't look like it's going back anytime soon, either.
No, they're suggesting that it'll be like that for the foreseeable future, so, yeah, that's big. Who would have thought, you know, I was talking to some younger people saying, when I got my license, I think petrol was 69 cents, 73 cents a litre, that kind of figure, and you could fill up your car with petrol and not really look twice, but, you know, no. This coming weeks, it's a whole different kettle of fish, isn't it?
That is, and we, you know, unfortunately it's increased a lot. We haven't seen the wage growth here as well. And
yeah.
If we do have that, obviously that's going to put pressure on interest rates.
Interesting to look at the week in finance. Justin Delaney from Lending4You. Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Talk soon.